The Dow opened down nearly 200 points today, and some analysts are pointing to the tweets this morning from President Trump warning Russia to get ready for a missile strike on Syria. Meanwhile, oil prices hit a three-year high because of concern about conflicts in the region. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, walk us through, just remind us, I mean, it seems, you know, obvious, but why and what stocks fall on the potential for a U.S. intervention in Syria?
Yeah, Robin, well, obviously, whenever geopolitical tensions heat up very suddenly like this, there tends to be a, sort of a knee-jerk reaction from investors to just sell stocks. And it's in this case, it was pretty much across the board. When you think of most of the big American companies that dominate the stock market indexes, they are so global in nature that investors can kind of quickly imagine the worst-case scenario where global supply chains are disrupted or global trade is disrupted. But like I said, these are often knee-jerk reactions, which are exactly that, and they can tend to be overreactions.
Well, is it an overreaction or a message? Because we know that investors responded after President Trump talked about tariffs. Nothing, not as much has been implemented yet, and things settle down. So is it more to just send the signal, don't do this?
Well, there's the old cliche, markets hate uncertainty, and it really is true. And you can really see that playing out in real time now. One day we're talking about tariffs on $100 billion worth of goods. The next day it's $200 billion. The next day China's president is kind of easing concerns. So it all sort of fits together in one situation where there is certainly a lot of uncertainty right now in the market. Geopolitics, trade,
Facebook.
Inflation, Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And tech in general. So, fundamentally, the economy is still doing great. The outlook for corporate profits and earnings is excellent. But this uncertainty is a lot for investors to digest, and it sort of explains why there's so many ups and downs in the market.
And talk a little bit about the tech stocks volatile because of the Facebook questions. I mean, some people are of a certain age are thinking, Ma Bell, might this be broken up? Might there be regulations? What impact is that having?
Well, yeah, there's certainly the risk of further regulations on companies like Facebook, and there's also a risk of just a consumer backlash. People following this in the news, getting upset about their privacy perhaps being violated, and that could have perhaps even a more direct influence on Facebook if people log off the service, stop using it. And it's not just Facebook. I mean, obviously, there are concerns about data privacy across many of the big .com companies. And don't forget, Amazon.com has clearly fallen under the crosshairs of President Trump. So there's uncertainty there, too, as far as can you really trust technology stocks to continue being this engine of growth for the stock market that they've been for the last few years.
By the way, I feel we should say that Ma Bell used to be called the phone company. It was the phone company and had a monopoly over everyone that got to use a phone, and it was broken up.
Right.
Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, with a look at how Wall Street is responding to just all the different spasms that we're hearing, including this morning's tweets from President Trump warning Russia to get ready for missile strikes in Syria. Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.